Spanish Alameda.
That's their bit. I don't even want to get in. We do our stuff here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hurt me when I heard you say Alameda.
When's Bronte leaving for Toronto?
He's out in the other room. We could have him come on.
No.
Because Fortinball's good on that. No. He has
Cam and Fremont. Cam. I have Cam and Fremont. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
Yeah. It sure is fun listening to you guys.
Thanks, man.
Well, hey, I'm all Canada, too. I'm dual citizenship.
Nice.
My father's Canadian. My dad's American.
What part of Canada?
I got a good caller. British Columbia,
okay.
Vancouver.
Western Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, Vancouver is... Yeah, I don't like to say this, but I think it's more scenic than San Francisco. I know I'm going to get killed. I'm going to get killed. But go ahead.
I hear you. Well, here's my prediction. I'm thinking the Warriors go up to Toronto and take the first two games, and it's going to be real close. And also, I think they're going to come home and win the next two. And I think it's going to be real close, like maybe 2-3 point difference between a win or a loss. And here's something I wanted to mull over with you guys. What if KD misses the final, and because of that, he does a 1-1 next year with the Warriors because he wants another chance at it, and the Warriors end up getting KD for another year just for the simple fact that he got hurt in the playoffs? Just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
Well,
would he want this again? This every day?
Would the Warriors want it again?
No, would KD want the 1-1?
And my
question
is,
hell
no.
Would the Warriors want it? Oh, wow.
Warriors want another 1-1 after this year was kind of
a distraction.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Now, I knew San Francisco was going to get upset.
Yeah, and I was going to. Yeah, that Vancouver, come on. I was flabbergasted.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you.
Come on. What? Give me the bridge.
Vancouver's nicer than San Francisco. There
nicer
it
is cleaner?
The weather's not as good, so San Francisco has the advantage. In terms of cleanliness, give me a break. It's not even close. It's not even close. Vancouver is.
Well, you could go to Reno if you're judging on cleanliness. I'm talking
Reno's
about a city.
Reno's somewhat of a sty.
We know. That was a joke. Come on. San Francisco, you cross that bridge? Dude, I almost want to stop every time I cross the bridge. I almost get an accident. It just looks.
You ever been to Vancouver?
No.
Well, then why are you even
Sharif
responding?
Abdul-Rahim?
Why are you even responding?
Because I've never heard of it. How many movies are filmed in Vancouver?
Well, that's another big mistake you've just made. Vancouver is the Hollywood of Canada. There's more movies made in Vancouver than anywhere but L.A. I'll bet you didn't know that.
I need a title.
What do you mean a title?
Because I got San Francisco, all kind of them. You
all
know
kind
what
of
I mean.
What?
Movies filmed here.
Not even close.
All districts.
No, not even close. Vancouver, it's not. Vancouver is a movie capital.
Anna's saying yes, so.
It is.
Thank
it's
you.
One of the big ones.
Thank you.
With no names.
What do you mean, no names?
You guys can't remember one flick. Give me a flick. Like, I can say, you know.
Go, like what? What can you say?
Streets of San Francisco.
It's not even a movie.
So,
it's not even a movie. Don't sleep on Vancouver. Don't sleep on Canada. You know what? In fact, I'm not putting up with any insulting of Canada. None.
Even Drake?
No.
Drake, the thing,
maybe
I
Drake.
Love Drake, but it's going too far.
Maybe
he
Drake.
Don't play.
I don't give a damn about no damn Drake night.
See, I'm with him there.
That's
I'm
the
with
best
him there.
Thing ever.
Let's go to Redmond in Daly City. What's up, Redmond? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny, Guru, how's it going?
How are you, man?
Hey, Steiny, I just want to, you know, just reiterate a point you made earlier in the hour.
Yeah.
Talking about how the Toronto crowd can possibly outperform the Warriors crowd.
Yes.
And I just want to say, you know, my brother and I, we're season ticket holders. You know, we've experienced the watered-down Oracle crowd.
Yes.
And one of my biggest regrets in life is just not going to any of the We Believe games. So, you know, that's something that I'm definitely going to take control of, you know, the last three games at Oracle.
Appreciate
and
it.
Also,
appreciate it.
Yeah, and also, one more thing.
Yes.
Are you guys going to be broadcasting pregame over at Oracle?
That's probably not. Probably not. I'll check with the boss on that. But thanks for the call, Redmond.
I like him.
Yeah, no, thanks for the call.
He said regret.
Well,
go to YouTube.
Here's a challenge for Warrior fans. Can they turn back the clock to We Believe? Can they do it? But first, let's go to Anna, find out what's going on. 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Amazon. The Warriors and Raptors will face off in the NBA Finals beginning on Thursday, and coverage will start at 4:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. But Kevin Durant will travel with the team to Toronto, but is still ruled out for Game 1 of the Finals, while DeMarcus Cousins is listed as questionable for that game. How are KD and Boogie progressing, and when will they return? TNT's Caron Butler will join the Dame Brew Show today at 4 p.m. Then they'll go behind enemy lines and talk to Raptors superfan Nav Bhatia at 6:30. And this will be the final NBA Finals at Roracle all day today. We are giving you a chance to win tickets to Game 3. The next name will be announced at 2 p.m. with Papa and Bonte. That person will have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call back to qualify for the tickets. But first, you got to register to qualify. Go to 957thegame.com right now to register. Coming up, will the Warriors need to adjust anything when KD comes back? Steiny and Guru will discuss next. For now, I'm Anna Kagarakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Congratulations, Shannon Wiley. Shannon Wiley from Alameda. She is now registered to win 2 tickets to Game 3 or one of 5 autographed Golden State Warrior game jerseys. So there you
go. People just have selective hearing. 504 movies have been filmed in Vancouver. I didn't say they hadn't. I just asked for the most famous one. And San Francisco's littered with them.
Is that Vancouver? Jumanji? Deadpool? We could do this more.
But what about San Francisco?
It's not close, bro. And you know why it's probably not close? Because it probably costs movie companies a ridiculous amount of money to film here. Because it's San Francisco. They can go right up the coast and have a more scenic city at their disposal. Or just as scenic.
Yeah, I don't think there's more scenery than this, man.
Well, you can't say that. You haven't been everywhere.
Well, I've been to Japan. Lived in Japan.
You can't say San Francisco is the most beautiful place on earth if you haven't been all over the world.
I'm not saying
so you're not even allowing for another city to be nicer.
I totally am. It's just, there's nothing like the Bay, man.
Well, yeah, there is. Sure there is.
Like, where's there's another Treasure Island? You know what I mean? It's just right in the middle.
They got an island, right? They got Granville Island in Vancouver.
Granville. You know, the Golden Gate Bridge. Oof. Look at you.
Stanley Park.
You take it for granted. That's all.
What, San Francisco?
Yeah, there's no doubt you do. And I get it. I don't.
I don't take anything for granted.
Oh, you do.
San Francisco?
There's no doubt. The way you talk about it.
What do you mean?
Like the clean. They're trying to fix it.
Oh, yeah. They're trying.
London Bridge.
Yeah, they are. Oh, phew. Boy, they're getting it done. They're getting it done.
See, that's, wow.
I tell you what. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Duran in Union City. What's up, Duran?
The Yung.
Steiny and Guru. Oh, yeah, brothers. You two are the mega power. Savage and Hogan coming together as a unit.
Nice.
Wanted to speak some positive about Warriors basketball. Game 1, a random prediction. I'll go 106-109, Golden. Going to be tight, and it should be a strong war between two squads. They're going to bring all their pride and heart out there, and they're going to lay it out on the line.
All right, thanks. Duran, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, but your prediction for game 1 did register 109-106.
Well, he said 106-109. He should have said 109-106.
That bothers you?
Yeah, and when people talk about, oh, the series is 0-2. It's dependent on who's up. You know, you say 0-2. You don't say 2-0 when they're down.
I don't hate San Francisco at all. I love San Francisco.
But you take it for granted. I can tell. I see it in your eyes.
What does that mean? How does that manifest itself?
Like, on your radar of beautiful cities and places,
right.
You spend so much time here because you're a resident that you take it for granted and you see its pimples.
I'm not a resident.
And its warts.
I'm not a resident.
More than its beauty. And me being family in Texas, Houston, Mississippi, and all the places, they look at this as the temple of the United States.
You said there's nothing like the Bay.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree with it. There ain't nothing like the Bay, baby. But you better include all destination points then. There's nothing like the Bay. Oakland, San Francisco,
Union City, Hayward.
What I hear about San Jose.
Yeah, Chris, so you don't go to San Jose much?
I've been there.
What I hear about it.
I went down to Coyote Creek and golfed once.
I don't sleep on Santana Row.
Norm Mineta. Name me one other place in San Jose. Everybody's like, Santana Row, Santana.
Oh, First Street, downtown.
First?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Austin, Texas?
The First Street
might
downtown.
Be Fifth Street.
They got a whole road. Man, don't
All
sleep.
Right. Does San Jose have a First Street? Come on now, with a lot of businesses.
Oh, dude, it's popping.
Is that what's near the hockey arena?
Well, it's in the vicinity.
So I like San Francisco.
And don't forget about Monterey. That's part of the Bay, too.
No, it's not.
Monterey is the Bay.
Monterey is not the San Francisco Bay Area.
So when you drive on the peninsula, do you see the Bay?
Do you know where Monterey is?
Yes.
Where?
101.
3 hours south.
Still?
There's no bay. The bay ends by there.
It's the ocean is what I'm talking about. All that's the same. Dude, I see what you guys are doing.
You want to let go?
No.
You can let this go right now. Derek is in San Jose. And Derek, I will throw it to you. Give me three cool neighborhoods in San Jose where you can go out, have a beer, and...
nightlife.
Yeah.
I'm probably the wrong one for that.
San Pedro Square, so, clearly.
I'm not from San Jose originally.
Okay.
I've been living in San Jose for about 4 years, for almost 5 years now. And so I'm still trying to find my way around.
I got you.
I bring up the same thing. Santana Row, First Street. There are the marketplace over there off of First Street. Is pretty
mm-hmm.
cool. They
okay.
have restaurants and shops and outdoor eating right near the Spaghetti Factory, and of course you have all the other typical spots that you have, the concerts and
okay.
everything else at SAP, and then
let's talk about KD,
and then of course the
San Pedro Square
Museum of Technology, and over there
I made a mistake.
Things that are there.
Derek, let's talk Warriors.
Okay, Warriors. So I'm going to preface it up front by saying I am not inherently a Warriors fan. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm a Lakers fan.
Okay.
Win or lose, but you can't help but to just love good basketball. And so I've been here in the Bay for 5 years, and I was able to see Warriors pre-KD and with KD. And so what I called to talk about was the argument, for lack of a better word, are the Warriors better with or without KD? And so even approaching that argument, you would have to define the term better. How are we looking at better? Is better meaning that we have more talented people on the team, or are we talking about wins-loss columns? Because if we're talking about strictly stats and data, the Warriors are more successful without KD being on the floor. And so that's looking at how many games they've won when KD was out and Steph was in versus Steph being out with KD being there.
Right.
And so me, in my head, when I'm looking at the playoff series and I see when KD's in, especially leading up to the playoffs, it went to a strong ISO ball, you know, to where, okay, let's feed KD. And that's great. You can win that way. However, as a fan, it's not the most entertaining thing to watch. And also, when you see that one piece goes down, they excel because everyone else steps back up. They don't have to necessarily compromise or to yield the way to KD so that we can implement him into our system.
Yeah.
And to me, a great player, a truly, truly great player, you don't necessarily have to cripple everyone else to make them a part of the system. They can just come and jump in wherever you are. And the Warriors have to tailor their game to KD just for them to fit. And which is also the awesome thing about the Warriors, because they have so many selfless personalities on the team that they can accommodate a person like KD and still take their game to another level.
Gotcha.
So whether he's there, whether he's not, they're great.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate the call.
Well, Derek got more run than some of our interviewees. Wow. Shout out to D. You're in a good mood. Let him go. Whoa. That was like a seminar.
What?
I had to get water.
By the way, listen, here's the other thing about San Jose that I'd like to say.
Oh, yeah, because you need to fix
it. I don't have a judgment. I need to fix what? I don't have a judgment. See, I'm not like you. I don't have a judgment on San Jose because I haven't been there enough to make a judgment. All right? Now,
I'm
going to open. No, of course not. How would, like, I wouldn't say something's bad if I haven't, if I don't know it's bad.
But San Jose is humongous.
I know it is.
And they got some happening spots.
That's right. And I'm more than willing to come down there at some point. Looks like we'll head to either Willow Glen. We'll head to Santana Row, maybe St. Pedro
Santana
Square.
Santana Row, Steiny.
But we'll see. We'll see if I head down there. Let's go to PM in San Francisco. Hi, PM.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. So I'm excited about this Thursday's game, but now it's near, to be honest. I actually start to fear the Raptors, and I don't think we should underestimate them. Let's not forget, Kawhi was Defensive Player of the Year 2 years in a row, and Kawhi is one of the very best two-way player right now. Also MVP, Finals MVP against LeBron James, Miami Heat. Steiny, let's not forget, Kawhi prevented LeBron James from three-peating in Miami, and now the Warriors are trying to three-peat, so it's scary to think about. This guy can be a stopper, you know.
He's an unbelievable player when he's at his best, no doubt.
I know. I fear him right now. And with no KD, I feel like this series will go to 7 games. It's Canada versus USA. I'm pumped up. There's a lot of international money coming in the series. And Guru, I think the games will be back and forth, like 50 lead changes, and wow, set up for Curry hitting a game winner on Game 7. And ironically, I think the pass is going to come from Durant. So I'm really excited about this and getting this third championship. I think I'm going to label this as classic. Lastly, Steiny, did you know that Greg Popovich flew to San Francisco and had dinner with Steve Kerr?
I saw
over
that
Friday night at Seven Hills.
Yes, I did see that, actually.
Yeah. Wow. What do you think they're talking about?
Let's see. They're talking about politics slash basketball
slash
what
else
they're talking about. I don't know what.
Kawhi. His weaknesses.
Yeah, well, obviously Greg Popovich doesn't know much about Kawhi Leonard because he thought he was hurt all last year. And clearly Kawhi was hurt. Or he thought he wasn't hurt last year. Clearly Kawhi was hurt. Is there anybody who watched Kawhi Leonard in the Eastern Conference Finals? Does anybody really believe that same guy didn't play last year when he was healthy? Get out of here.
I never thought that.
Get out of here.
And his uncle said as much. I forget his famous uncle now. I can't remember his uncle's name.
Thomas and Gilroy. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Going well, man. Thank you.
Right on. Hey, I just want to talk about Cousins and Durant's injuries, what benefits they have to play in the series, considering they're both on one-year contracts and they're looking for maybe possibly to return or new teams. Just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts, and take care.
That's a good question. There might be something there. There might be something there. I think if you're okay, so you're DeMarcus Cousins. Let's take him one at a time, and he had Achilles. The Achilles is fine, or it should be, right?
Yep.
He came back and played, and the times was looking pretty good. And now he's got a, what was it, quad?
Yeah.
He's got a quad. He's going to come back after 2 months.
I would pay him.
I mean, I think Cousins has to, well, not has to, but Cousins, it would behoove to play in the postseason personally. I mean, think if he can play in this series and give him 20, 25 minutes and he's getting healthier. See, that's the thing about Cousins. I mean, he's getting healthier. Who says he should be healthy for next year? As for Durant, I think that's a very interesting one. Whether the fact that he's a free agent impacts whether he's going to play or not. I'd like to think no. But
have you ever seen a series not hijacked but have the intrigue of, okay, we're going to find out who wins. We're going to find out who's the MVP of the finals. And then the dominoes after that to be so loud and heavy of the decision that Kevin Durant's going to make to kind of or could change the balance of power in the NBA. Steiny, I can't recall free agency meeting the NBA finals to this degree. And matter of fact, we've been talking about KD from game 1. This is incredible. It's like cracking a peanut. Not only, you're about to get the salt of the, you know what I'm saying.
I have no clue. What? Just explain. You have plenty of time.
You
got 29
peanut,
minutes.
You get two. You get two peanuts when you crack it.
Some have three, actually.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was saying.
Some have one.
One is the NBA final champion.
All right.
Two is the MVP. And then three is Kevin Durant and the decision that he's going to make that is going to leave the NBA landscape or sports in general. That day he makes his decision, it's going to be epic. And I never met the two where they're just intertwined like right now.
I'll bet you there it's happened.
But off the top.
I mean, has LeBron ever been a free agent after the Cavs lost in the finals? I mean, this past year, right?
Yeah, I mean, went back to Cleveland.
So LeBron, last year.
No, I'm talking about when he went back to Cleveland.
Right, but I'm talking about last year he was in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
He's been in the finals 8 straight years, and now he became a free agent.
I guess what I'm saying is he wasn't on a top-heavy team like KD is, to where if he leaves, like people want KD to leave. Yeah, no doubt. But I'm talking about a dynasty to where
you like LeBron
MC
going
Hammer,
to the finals 8 straight years.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Lee and Sassoon. That's right. That's what you know. There was a couple that have gotten me over the years.
Sassoon.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it, Sassoon.
Well, you know about
Lee,
Sassoon.
What's going on? I'll tell you, one of the greatest writers in our country, I believe, lives in Sassoon.
They got a great church there.
Yeah, very good church. Yeah, great church.
Hold on. What makes a great church?
Well, my Uncle Lee out there, he's a pastor.
Fine. Lee's a native.
The community likes to go to the church. Everyone talks about it. You know, they refer you over to it. That what makes a good church.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right, two things. The first thing is I thought that Milwaukee would be a tougher opponent than Toronto for the Warriors, and here's why. The Toronto don't really have the scoring that concerns me. You got Kawhi, of course, and the Warriors are going to treat them just like they treated LeBron. They'll let Kawhi, they'll double him with Iggy and whoever else and make him give the ball up. And who else are you concerned with? Siakam? Lowry? Come on, man. Those guys don't even compare to when the Warriors played against Cleveland when you had Love and you had J.R. Smith and all those guys who could hit some points. And even with Houston. You figure Houston was getting 35 from Harden, but then they really let Paul do whatever he wanted to do, and they still beat him. So I don't think Toronto can beat them. I'm not even concerned with Toronto, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Thanks, Lee. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, secondly, the best thing for Durant is to sit out the first two games because he's in a lose-lose situation. If he comes back the first game and they lose, they're going to blame him. If he comes back and they win, they're going to say, well, they didn't need him anyway. So if he sits out until the Warriors, if they lose a game, then he can come in and either be the savior or he can say, well, he just didn't have it. But either way, if he has to sit out these first two games. Otherwise, they're going to blame him one way or another. That's all I got, fellas.
Thanks, wow. Lee. I do agree. How this all plays out is going to be a factor. I mean, let's think of the most extreme examples. Because that's what I like to do, figure out the most extreme example on each side and then come to the middle.
Right.
To me, the most extreme example would be the Raptors sweep the Warriors 4-0. Kevin Durant does not play. Now, that would be a kick in the stomach for the Warrior fans.
No doubt.
What's the other thing? KD doesn't play and the Warriors sweep. Okay? What happens then? Well, Curry's elevated even more. To me, Durant...
it's not necessarily a necessity.
But I didn't like Durant's stock or Durant's legacy would not decrease in my mind if the Warriors won the title this year and he didn't play in the finals.
See, even though he went on this fantastic run at the end of the season that had everybody, it wasn't Steph or KD. It was KD. People were dismissing Steph. So to me, Steiny, I think it does take a hit in that regard because before he got hurt, he was showing out and people were saying, there's not even a question. It's KD. He's the best in the league. Now all of a sudden, Steph, just like Barkley said, has put his name right back up in the conversation where it was before KD got hot.
I don't think people are going to remember that KD didn't play in this year's finals if the Warriors win it. I mean, they'll remember it short term, but to me, he got here MVP in the finals.
Twice.
MVP in the finals. Then he comes back the following year, this year, and everybody say, oh, greatest player in the league, supplanted LeBron.
Okay.
Okay. So if the Warriors win it without Durant, to me, it just shows how great they are. It's not like, ooh, maybe Durant's not that good. No, Durant's that good.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'm with you on that.
It's mostly about the talent level.
But wouldn't that irritate you?
No.
Like we believe it does Durant hearing this noise about how good his cut.
Who's going to say what? All right, Warriors win. Right.
Well, no, they swept Portland. And a lot of people were shocked that they swept Portland.
Portland.
I know, but it was a Western Conference Finals, Steinie.
So what?
And it was a light Warrior bench, so we thought.
It was a light Portland team. Come on. Portland won. You can't say the D word here, can you?
Yeah, but I'm surprised
Portland
they swept.
Portland won nothing when they played the Warriors without Kevin Durant.
I can't sell you on Portland, but I'm shocked that the Warriors swept. And they were down three. I mean, down big.
There's Vintage Goo.
Go ahead.
Shocked the Warriors swept, but take every sliver of credit for predicting a sweep. So he predicts a sweep, but he's shocked he was right.
Guts.
That's not guts. That's cowardice.
No.
You want it both
cowardice
ways.
Cowardice is fatigue.
You want it both ways. Come on now, Goo. You just said. Come on. Just be honest.
I told you what was going to happen.
Which time?
Gazette,
which time?
A sweep.
But you were scared to death?
But the way it went down with the Warriors, Portland had a chance to make me look silly, and each time they gave it up.
And that, maybe they didn't know they were making you silly. Like, they could have used that knowledge.
And for you to say they didn't win squat, they did have leads in those games. And that,
I said they didn't win squat. They never touched the Warriors 2 years ago when the Warriors didn't have Durant. Al in San Antonio. What's up, Al?
What's going on? Guru and Steinie.
Wow, that's some... Yeah, you better step up to the phone.
Look at Al from the low
state. I'm up on the phone.
All right, man.
Check this out. Here's my whole take on the whole thing.
Give it to me.
I think the Warriors are so much better than everybody else. This series with the LeBron James for the last 4 years, obviously, LeBron James is still probably the best, you know, basketball player in all of basketball. And KD is either, you know, he's there too. But what the Warriors have going in is that they have tremendous experience. Like all this year, you know, I kept calling up his show when Steve Kerr was running all those different sets on guys. He's just preparing for the future. I think Steve Kerr is such a damn good coach. And the things that he does with his players and the sets that he throws out there, I think they're going to literally just run them right out the gym. It's not like they're going to run the score up on them, but they're going to win. And I'll pick them in five, and I won't be surprised if they sweep them.
Thanks,
That's
Al.
That's my feeling on the whole thing. They just got too much going for them. They're too damn good and too damn experienced. And you can't come in there winning, you know, playing all season just to get to the playoffs, and you're going to play a team with five champions, you know, going to five finals.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate the call. Steinmetz, admit it. You really don't like the Warriors. You would prefer that they lose.
Damn.
Let me address that.
The floor is yours.
I don't have a strong feeling about the Warriors one way or the other. All right? Individual players, if you go down the list, are all very likable. Love Steph Curry. How can you not? Klay Thompson, totally cool. Draymond Green, not altogether my cup of tea, but you can't deny his greatness. Everybody knows how I feel about Andrew Bogut. Who else? Iguodala. He's good.
Looney.
Love Kevon Looney. What I don't like are fans like that texter who are, I don't like the obnoxious Warrior fans. Bob Myers? Love Bob Myers.
What classifies, though, what quantifies as obnoxious?
I think it's one of those things that it's hard to describe, but it's easy to tell.
Part of being a fan is you got to have some obnoxious in you. Fan is short for fanatic.
No, that's where I disagree, because
like that's why you can do anything.
There's a group of Warrior fans out there who've been with this team forever. They're not obnoxious. They appreciate what's going on. There's another set of fans who are just the worst. The worst. I told you, entitled. any mundane criticism of Golden State means you're a hater. So I have no strong feeling about the Warriors one way or the other. In fact, I like most of their personnel. It is the obnoxious, arrogant, and abrasive Warrior fans. So a small percentage of the Warrior fans is what I object to. And make it clear, it's a pretty small percentage. But old school Warrior fans, I think they know. I think they know what I'm talking about. Hater proof, San Francisco, what's up?
Steiny Gru, what's up, fellas?
Hey, hey.
All right.
Really quick before I get to my Warriors take. Hey, San Jose, all I know is back in the day, in my single days, that nightlife was something else.
Had to be careful coming down First Street. Mm-hmm.
You already know. But, yeah, no, as far as the Warriors go, I believe that they can win without KD. It would be really hard. But this is the reason why we got KD in the first place. It's for the finals. You know, traditionally, the Eastern Conference teams had a better, more physical defense. And I feel like Toronto is going to be the hardest defense we face this playoffs with Kawhi, Danny Green, Ibaka. Even Lowry is a pit bull on defense sometimes, or a pest. But this is the reason why I'm a little bit worried that KD isn't there. But I feel like whenever if there's any trouble, then they might bring him in around, you know, game two or game three. Or maybe wait till he gets back home to bring him in, because we may need him against that physical defense to free up Steph and Klay, because you know they're going to be on him. They're going to be grabbing him and holding him and making it difficult for those guys. So I don't know, man. What do you guys think? How do you think this series is going to go?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. I mean, it's almost like we're glossing over the fact that the Warriors are going to be without Durant in game one. Maybe it's because everybody knows he's coming back or thinks he's coming back. You know what I mean? But, I mean, think about it. The Warriors lost Kevin Durant. And Al, like, for example, Al in San Jose was saying, look, everything's going their way. They just lost Kevin Durant. I mean, like...
Before the offs, though, but yeah.
No, they didn't. Isn't the
playoffs. No, I mean, before the Portland series. So they kind of regrouped from that.
How could they? How could everything be going on there along their way if they're basically missing two of their six top players?
But it speaks to their greatness and how good they are.
But does that mean everything's going their way? To me, it tells me that they can win when things aren't going their way. Ivan in San Francisco. Hey, Ivan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
Can't complain, brother. Hey, just to touch on topic, you know, about Curry and, you know, the Durant thing, about Durant being better. Just there's a term we use in the automotive racing world called sandbagging. You know, I think Curry was just relaxing, you know, letting Durant take the spotlight a little bit. But to be honest with you, I really don't think the Raptors will be able to take the Warriors. We have too much firepower regardless of Durant being out and, you know, Cousins. And at the same time, it's the mental.
You know what? Let me ask you this, Ivan. Because everybody, the one thing I have heard a lot of people say is Toronto doesn't have enough scoring. But what if, and here's the thing I always think when I see the Warriors without Durant. Well, what if Curry or Klay has a bad game? All right. So what if one of those guys is 8-for-24? Can they win with just one of those guys playing well in an NBA Finals, assuming Durant's not there? Or do they need them both to play well?
You know what? The Raptors are doing it with Kawhi right now. Okay? That's kind of what I'm seeing. It's kind of like you take Kawhi out. I feel like the Raptors are going to have to regroup and figure out another leader to follow or some other lead to follow. Regardless, if we just have one of our, you know, star players there, that's more than enough because everyone's stepped up. Our bench is completely stepped up as far as what they were performing before and the way they're performing now. You know, and I think that the way they're working is together as one, not separately, individually, and getting nervous, do I have the shot? They're playing in sync, and I think that's what's truly going to separate them from the Raptors' play, and that will really determine how they win. It's not going to be no blowouts, but I do believe that they can take it in five.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, Ivan, I think you're right.
And we've seen the Splash Brothers struggle in games, and that's why they were down 15, 17, and 18 to Portland. Portland couldn't close it. And real quick, Steiny, I think it's a disrespect to the rest of the Raptors players that it's all Kawhi. I mean, he's been playing his ass off, but they made runs against Milwaukee with him on the bench. So don't sleep on the Raptors supporting cast, and I'm including the starters in that.
510 says, I grew up with Alvin Attles Jr., and as a friend, we played basketball together, went to camp together, and I sent in the text. I'm a passionate Warrior fan, not a spoiled one. Speak to what you know, not what you think. And that's from Jim in Oakland. Jim's in Oakland.
Jim Thompson.
Jim Thompson, I think I know what I speak of. I've been around his team for 30 years, all right? And I'm telling you, there are some young, obnoxious Warrior fans. Go on Twitter.
What? Everybody's obnoxious on Twitter.
And you know what?
People Twitter will have you logging off.
What's that?
Twitter will have you logging off. They'll come for you.
Not if you're negative, then you stay on it, right? Look, I don't think all fan bases are alike. I don't think every fan base has some of this, some of that. I think they're all different.
Back East, though, they have the rep, you know, obnoxious. Throwing beer, batteries, booing Santa.
That was about 40 years ago.
The count.
Edward in San Francisco. Hey, Edwards. Edward.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys?
Yeah,
fired up.
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, great job day in and day out, guys. Sports radio should be entertained, and you guys make it that way. A couple things. Steiny, you're spot on about the Warrior fans. There's Johnny-come-latelys, and there's the fans that have been there from the get-go, from the Al Attles days. So spot on that. Couple questions I have concerning KD, not to beat a dead horse, but concerning KD. Warriors without KD, Steph really stepped up. We all know that. If the tables were reversed, would KD have stepped up in the same way had Steph been out? That's one of my points. Yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's Edward for the call.
We'll never have an answer, but
I mean the Warriors' record is not nearly as good. I don't have it offhand, but the Warriors tend to lose more when they don't have Curry. By the way, let me just explain. It's got nothing to do with being young.
I was going
to
say
that. It's got nothing to do with being young. It actually has nothing to do with being bandwagon. It has to be with being a jerk. You don't want to be a jerk fan. You want to be a good fan. That's all.
So if I say ref you, what you're hearing in a bunch of arenas now, Stein, it ain't just Oracle.
Does that
qualify as on your list as... You're being obnoxious?
That's not necessarily what I'm talking about.
See, I need that one thing you're talking about.
Log on to Twitter right now. A lot of young Warrior fans are not as much into how great the Warriors are as it's fun to make fun of James Harden.
All right, okay.
It's fun to say Chris Paul stinks.
Well, the new generation.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, right. I'm not saying everybody.
But that's them on every subject. It's changed.
I only see it in basketball. I only see it with the Warriors. I mean, I don't know if it goes on with the Giants.
They never tip the cap to the opponent.
Never. Young Warrior fans.
Wow. I always tip the cap.
I'm talking about maybe 8-10% or 8-10% of the Warrior fans. You know it. You know it too.
No, I don't care.
He used to say that all the time before we come
passion.
On the air.
I love passion.
I don't mind I love passion. I love passion too. But let's direct the passion positively. Let's focus on how great the Warriors are. See, that's what kind of bothers me is people say, you never give the Warriors enough credit, Steinmetz. Well, it's like you never appreciate the Warriors. You're too busy laughing at LeBron James' hairline.
It's looking good lately.
That's all. That's my thing. That's all. The Warriors have had one of the greatest runs in the history of the NBA. And I don't think the young fans are they focus their energy, not young, but the certain group, they focus their energy on the negative instead of like, seriously, how great the team is.
And with whatever KD decides to do, and hopefully he'll decide to stay in Oakland, I'm betting my money on next year's Warriors. I know we got the finals to mess with, but Stoney, this thing ain't over anytime soon.
Am I doing gripes today?
No, you had one.
I do.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
But I don't want the intro because it's not my intro, right?
It's part of the show.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
All right, not a guru.
I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grubs.
Mother sucker.
Go ahead.
Steiny, who cares when you become? It's not about when you become a fan. It's just be a fan with dignity. Be a fan as great as the team is that you're watching. How about that? How about that? Be the kind of fan that a five-time finalist team would look at and say, yeah, that's the kind of fan. Uplift us. Don't denigrate the opponent. It's like, Guru, I don't blow your candle out to make my candle shine brighter. That's not what I do.
Some would say that's the show.
That's not the show. They
No, I'm just telling you. That's not even my gripe.
What do you got? Guru, did I see a video of you on Twitter this past weekend from 24-Hour Fitness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was working out, getting my right. It was spontaneous. I didn't hear from you. I thought it might have missed you. Yeah. Snidey, come on now. I got a relationship with him, and I got a hashtag 24-Hour Fitness DJ. That's me. But don't get mad. I was in a happy place, up early. You know,
I'm starting to tingle.
But, like, why? You know, all right. But say what you really want. Because if we were in a water tavern, you would go with
me. I can't say what I really want.
I can take
it. What are
you doing? LeBron did one yesterday in his backyard with Chris Paul.
Listen to this guy. Can you believe this guy?
No,
LeBron did one. All
right. Stoddy, I was Don Kingin my one-on-one with Jordan Bell, plus 24-Hour Fitness. I got to do some videos. So it was spontaneous, so I did it. That was
Guru
all.
Guru made a video of himself challenging Jordan Bell.
But it wasn't. It was an episode.
It was very annoying.
What about the end part when I said that thunder? Referring to my bicep, I thought that was the part you liked.
Pop and Bonte next. They'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromise. Member, check out Guru's video. Let me know what you think of it tomorrow during the show. Go back to New York, Steinmetz. I'm from Pennsylvania.